some kind of almost like a psychological profile that you can use. I mean, obviously you don't tell the guy this when you're talking to him, or tell the girl this when you're talking to him.
Yeah.
Right? This is inspired by Jerry Ann's creepy experience with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's still holding on after 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow. You can find him.
I get it. I don't...
Do you have experience? I mean, do you have extensive background with loons or not?
Not really. He is the only guy I've dated, so... But I get hit on by creepy old guys in bars all the time.
So he's the only guy you've dated who's a complete loon? Old guys in bars hit on you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, there is, like, he had to be mid-40s.
What bars are you going to? This guy was mid-40s that you were dating?
No.
Okay.
The guy in the bar.
Wow. I was going to say, that's your indicator right there.
My friend Katie thought that we should... go out, because I haven't dated in a while, and she thought we should go out and find me someone, and this guy came up to me, and he was mid-40s, and told me all about his cat and how he still lives with his mom. I'm like,
wow. All right. Yeah, so he just volunteered the information you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks.
And the 20-year age difference probably was a tip-off, too.
Yeah.
So what kind of questions do you need to be asking to find out if a guy is a psycho? Real quick, some of yours were, do you have a large freezer?
Yeah.
Your reaction to Bambi's mom dying?
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
I also have, how is your relationship with your parents?
Really?
Yeah.
And then what if it was shaky, then?
Well, not necessarily shaky. If they treat their mom pretty good, they're going to treat you pretty good.
Ah.
But if they treat her like crap and like smack her and stuff, they probably won't be.
I gotcha. What would you add to the list? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Always make sure that they're not gay.
Well, how do you do that? What kind of question would you ask?
I just want to go, okay, are you gay?
Well, no, they're not, but they, well...
Because some...
Well,
that, some
they're not going to ask you out unless they're closeted gay, so you'd have to ask them a question to look at. Do you watch, like, a certain TV show? What would a gay guy watch?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What not to wear?
So anything fashion-related?
Yeah.
One Tree Hill.
I have a pretty good gaydar, though.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How's that work?
You can just tell.
Really?
Yeah, you can tell, usually, by the way they talk or...
The way they walk.
If they dress better than you do, you know they're gay.
So you wouldn't really even need to ask them a question, I guess.
Yeah. You can...
If they use more hair product than you, they're gay.
There you go. So you say, like, what's your favorite brand of hair gel? And if they're like, Vidal Sassoon, blah, 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 like a name off a product?
I like big, sexy hair.
Hey, thanks for calling in. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Questions you can ask on like a first date or a second date to find out if you're dealing with a psycho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jerry Ann, I'd ask is, has a guy ever been screwed by a woman?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I mean, because if a girl like totally did a guy bad, that kind of tends to make you a little, you know, crazy.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
You have a relationship that's just a complete disaster.
Yeah. Well, and you can also interview the ex-girlfriends, you know, just ask for a permission slip and be like, okay, I want to have a round robin with your exes.
That's actually on my list, to ask
is
for
it?
Three references that you aren't related to.
There you go.
Wow. I don't know. You're going to scare them away, though. You might scare away a potential good guy, you know? Like, if a girl came to me and asked me that, you know, if I were on a first date, like, can I have three references of girls you date? They'd go to hell.
You wouldn't ask him on the first date.
Oh, okay. Well, the whole point was you didn't want to get tied up.
Well, I don't
know.
You don't want to get too involved because if the guy's crazy, you know, date number two, he might already be ready to marry you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I know guys like that, you know? It's like, hell, all they got to do is see a picture on a cell phone and they're ready to go to Vegas, you know?